We had a fugitive from the FBI. Brings back a great story from the late 1970s. And this fugitive was working on a freight boat. And the freight boat was tying up at East Point where I worked. And this was early 1980s or late 1979. And we had an auxiliary police force. And a lot of them were some of the local native guys. And since you brought that up, I remind, here comes Alvin Breskin around one of my buildings at East Point with a shotgun and running out to the dock. We just got this dock half completed, or it was under completion. And the Western Pioneer vessel was just tying up from Seattle. And here we had all our cops and our auxiliary police force with Alvin Breskin running around with a shotgun coming around the corner. And I'll never forget that. That was really a scary sight. No offense, Alvin. Alvin's still with us.
Yes,
but
Alvin's
we had an auxiliary police force because I don't think we had enough cops to deal with all the craziness that was going on. But in those days, the cops had to come across by vessel too. We would have our workers sometimes would steal the company skiff so they could go to the elbow room. And one night, about six of my workers couldn't row. Either the motor broke down or they took the skiff and just rowed across the channel. It's only like about 100 yards. But if you're going in the trying to come back and the tide is going out the channel, sometimes you can't make it unless you're a very good and very strong rower, which isn't the case when you're intoxicated right. at 2 to 3 in the morning. So they would get caught in the tide and go out the channel through the front of the town. Luckily, if they could get to the reefs, there's a couple of reefs halfway down the channel in East Channel, and if they could crash land on there, they would save themselves from going out to the Bering Sea. And so one of the places I lived was on the bluff, and all of a sudden, and I usually sleep with my window open a crack, and all I'd hear this, "Help! Help!" And I looked out with my binoculars, and here's half of my crew, my morning crew, stuck on the reef. So we'd have to call the police either, I think in those days we had some kind of phone set up, or on the CB radio to have them come out with their skiff and go save people that were drifting out the channel. We did have some of the tragedies in those days where they would steal people's boats in Illyok Creek, and the plug had been taken out. People were getting tired of having their vessels stolen or their outboard stolen or wrecked. So they started, besides taking the hose off the engine, they started taking the plug out of the bottom of the skiffs. And I remember one night some people that worked for the Sea Alaska Company took a skiff that had no plug in it and got around the corner by in front of Pan Alaska. And naturally, it sank on them, and three of them lost their life by drowning in the wintertime.
Jeez.